Hey there, everybody. This is Stuart Wellington of the Flophouse Podcast. I'd like to welcome you to this little teaser of some of the special bonus content that I've been whipping up. Now, our regular episodes of the show, the three of us watch a bad movie and talk about it. But in these bonus episodes, I have managed to convince Dan Elliott and our friend Jubin to play this role-playing game with me. Now, the setting of this game is kind of a weird noir where gumshoes get mixed up with aliens and ghosts. It's a real hoot, I'd say. Now, if this sounds interesting to you, you can go donate to the show by heading over to MaximumFun.org/donate. And if you're already a donor, thank you very much. But in the meantime, here is a little sample of what we've been working on.
If I want to show an idea of what Scales has been up to, do you remember the beginning of Ghostbusters 2
when
is it Ray and Winston are performing at a children's birthday party?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. That's kind of what the level of what Scales has been able to do lately.
So you have been hired by a local booze baron and casino owner to find a missing employee of his. Mm-hmm. Hubert Miller has hired the three of you. Based on a recommendation of his son, Denton Miller.
Wait a minute. Is this related to any other Denton from the previous adventure?
Yes, it was Denton from the previous adventure.
Oh, wow. Oh, good to hear from Denton again.
Didn't we abuse him a lot?
He abused himself mostly. Oh!
So, Hubert Miller has hired you to find an employee of his, a solicitor by the name of Rebecca Kretsch, who he had sent to a nearby coastal town, Connor's Ferry, and she, after checking in with him, she disappeared along with a sizable portion of money that he had sent with her.
He sent her to do what?
He sent her to the town to make an offer to buy some real estate.
Gotcha.
And you, in addition to a sizable bonus upon finding information about the whereabouts of Miss Kretsch and the money, he's also offered a pretty nice, a daily expenses package for the three of you. It's a much better job than you've been hired for in the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll take it.
So you find yourselves.
Good.
You find yourselves.
Wait. So what would have? What would have happened if we didn't take it?
Well, I mean, I didn't give you the option, so that's... there's a part of improv where you just yes and go with it, so you
would have ended up in the coal mines.
Yep. You find yourselves in Tanzer's automobile, I'm assuming, unless you've sold it to and you're taking the train.
No. I still keep that.
So you find yourselves in Tanzer's automobile late afternoon, driving up to Connor's Ferry. Now, have you guys done any preparation? Have you done any research? What would you have done before, before heading out to a new town to investigate this job?
I mean, we probably would have, I assumed, investigated Rebecca Kretsch a little bit to see if there's any, if she had any shady stuff going on that we would know about. Because my first instinct as a detective is that she took the money and ran away. And so, is she in any trouble that she would need money for? Was there any history? Does she have any criminal history, or does she have any relatives or friends or connections that would lead her to just suddenly betray her employer and that kind of stuff? So I've asked around about Rebecca Kretsch.
So you start asking around in all the pot shops and the back alleys
outside
exactly,
of all the cabarets that won't let you in, just through the windows.
Exactly,
so we're gonna. So we're going to do a little roll for that. What you're going to do is you're going to take one basic die. And how are you doing it? Do you have an appropriate trait that would fit this this action, Elliot?
I think, the trait would be detective.
Yep, that works.
So I would use a die for detective, and then I would use investigation and questioning.
Okay, and then if you want to add any dice from your pool, you can add that as well. And you're going to want three successes. So you'll probably want to roll like six or seven dice.
Okay, so I'm going to add... Then I'll add three from my pool.
And I'm assuming you're doing this on your own without the help of these two guys who are probably doing their own part of investigating, or not.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to reveal my... I think my guys, as much as I enjoy... Well, tolerate your company, I think my secretive confidential informants would be a little thrown off by me walking around with a rich jerk and a drug-addicted weirdo. So I think I'll do this on my own.
Which one are you? Which one are you, Luke Brightwatcher?
I'd like to do these investigations without being interrupted by a beeping dishwasher, so I think I'll just go on my own. Okay, so I'll roll then, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
And what
do I need? How many four, fives, and sixes did you roll?
I have two fours and one six.
Perfect. That's going to be enough. So okay. You, after asking around, you the name sounded familiar to you. After asking around in a couple of back alleys and talking to your favorite lowlife, Dougie, you're reminded that...
Dougie, you're my favorite of all the lowlifes.
You're reminded that Rebecca Kretsch is better known as Bloody Becky, and that she's a mob enforcer in town, and that she, after coming back from the war... has been making a name for herself, breaking legs, most likely in the employ of one Hubert Miller.
Now, my question is, so coming back from the war, was she a nurse, or did she pretend to be a man? This is before women were serving on the front lines.
In this world, Elliot, a world with aliens, women are serving on the front lines.
Okay, well, that's great. You know what? More power to this world. I appreciate it.
Yeah.